Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
In a faraway land filled with golden sands and towering palm trees, wise men gathered in a grand hall overflowing with scrolls, maps, and glittering treasures. We don't know how many wise men there were. We know from the Bible that they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So the tradition has arisen that there were three wise men. Down the years, we've also given them names: Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar. Scholars who loved to study the stars and the mysteries of the world. Every night they gazed at the vast sky, charting the movements of the celestial bodies. One evening, as they observed the heavens, a new star suddenly appeared, brighter and more radiant than any they had ever seen. Its light shimmered like a brilliant jewel against the dark canvas of the night. "Look," exclaimed Melchior, his eyes wide with wonder, "a star unlike any other." Caspar adjusted his golden spectacles, peering intently. Could this be the sign foretold in the ancient prophecies? Balthazar unrolled an aged scroll, his fingers tracing the faded words. "It is written that a star shall arise in the east to announce the birth of a great king, the Messiah." Have you ever felt excited when discovering something amazing? The wise men's hearts raced with anticipation. They believed this star was a message from God. "We must follow the star," Melchior declared. "It will lead us to the newborn king of the Jews." "Yes," agreed Caspar. "We shall prepare at once." Balthazar smiled thoughtfully. "This is the journey we've been waiting for." The wise men packed their finest gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, precious treasures fit for a king. They loaded their camels with supplies, the animals adorned with richly coloured blankets and bells that jingled softly. As the dawn broke, they set out across the vast desert, the golden sand stretching endlessly before them. The sun rose high and the heat shimmered on the horizon. But at night, the air grew chilly and they wrapped themselves in thick cloaks to stay warm. They travelled over towering sand dunes and through fertile valleys dotted with date palms. Along the way, they met traders and travellers, sharing stories and gathering news. "How much further?" Caspar wondered as they camped under the starlit sky. "Patience, my friend," Melchior replied, stirring the embers of their campfire. "The star will guide us." Balthazar gazed upwards. "Look how it moves ahead of us, leading the way." Have you ever worked hard to reach a goal, even when it seemed far away? The wise men faced many challenges, but their faith kept them going. They crossed deep rivers, their camels wading through the cool waters. They climbed rocky mountains where the air was thin and crisp, yet no obstacle could deter them. One night, as they rested, Melchior shared, "This journey is not just about finding a king, but about finding hope for all people." Caspar nodded thoughtfully. "And peace in our hearts." Balthazar smiled. "We are part of something greater than ourselves." After many months, they arrived in Jerusalem, the grand city buzzing with life. Marketplaces overflowed with fruits, spices, and colourful fabrics. The sounds of merchants calling out their wares filled the sky. The wise men made their way to King Herod's palace, a magnificent building with tall columns and gleaming walls. "We seek the one who has been born King of the Jews," they told King Herod. "We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." King Herod's eyes narrowed. He was troubled by their words. A new king, he questioned. He called together his chief priests and teachers of the law. Where is the Messiah to be born? He asked them. In Bethlehem of Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. Herod returned to the wise men, his smile hiding his true feelings. Go and search carefully for the child, he said. As soon as you find him, report back to me so that I too may go and worship him. But deep down, Herod was afraid of losing his throne and had a wicked plan. The wise men bowed and left the palace. As they stepped outside, the star that had been following them appeared again, shining even brighter. Look, the star is leading us once more, Caspar exclaimed. Onward to Bethlehem, declared Melchior. Have you ever felt guided by something you believed in? The wise men trusted the star to lead them to the truth. The journey to Bethlehem was short but filled with excitement. The star led them directly to a humble stable behind a small inn. Here, Balthasar asked, surprised. The king is here. Melchior smiled. Great things often come in unexpected places. They entered the stable. The scent of hay and the gentle sounds of animals surrounding them. There, they saw Mary and Joseph, and in Mary's arms, the baby Jesus. The wise men fell to their knees, their hearts filled with joy and reverence. Tears glistened in their eyes. Have you ever felt so happy that you want to cry? We have come to worship him, Caspar said softly. They presented their gifts. Melchior offered gold, representing Jesus's royal standing. Caspar gave frankincense, symbolizing his divine nature. Balthasar presented myrrh, a spice used for anointing, signifying his future sacrifice. Mary and Joseph were touched by their kindness. Thank you for honouring our son, Mary said warmly. The wise men knew that they were in the presence of someone very special. That night as they slept, God spoke to them in a dream. Do not return to Herod, the angel warned. He intends to harm the child. The next morning, the wise men gathered quietly. We cannot go back to Herod, Melchior stated firmly. He does not wish to honour the child, Caspar agreed. Then we must find another way home, Balthasar concluded. They decided to take a different route, even though it would be longer and more difficult. They trusted God's warning and set off, guided by faith. Their journey home was filled with reflection. Meeting Jesus has changed us forever, Caspar mused. Melchior nodded. We must share the hope and joy that we have found. Balthasar added, our lives are richer for this journey. Have you ever made a choice to do what's right, even if it's harder? The wise men knew that protecting Jesus was the most important thing. As they travelled through new landscapes, lush forests, winding rivers and majestic mountains, they felt a deep peace in their hearts. One evening they camped by a serene lake. The water mirrored the sky ablaze with colours of sunset. We have been truly blessed, Melchior said. Yes, Caspar agreed, and we will carry this blessing with us always. When the wise men finally returned to their homeland, they gathered their families and friends to tell them about their journey. They spoke of the star that guided them, the humble stable, and the newborn king who brought light into the world. Children listened with wide eyes, imagining the distant lands and the miraculous baby. Elders nodded thoughtfully, sensing the importance of the tale. Let us live with the same kindness and wisdom that we found on our journey, Balthasar encouraged. They continued to study and teach, but now with a renewed purpose to spread the message of hope and love that they had discovered. Have you ever learned something so wonderful that you wanted to tell everybody about it? The wise men's story inspired many. The wise men's journey teaches us about the joy of seeking Jesus and the rewards of following God's guidance. Isn't it amazing how they travelled so far because they believed in the promise of a king? Think about a time when you worked hard to achieve something important. How did you feel when you succeeded? Just like the wise men, when we seek Jesus and follow his light, we find joy and purpose. Remember, God guides us when we trust him, even through challenges. By keeping our eyes on him and following his lead, we can discover wonderful things and share our gifts with others. So whenever you see a bright star in the sky, let it remind you of the wise men and their incredible journey of faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be inspired to embark on your own journey of discovery, kindness and love. Would you like your life to be an amazing journey of faith? Discovering amazing things and having the joy which comes from knowing that you're doing what God wants. Would you? Well, let's ask God, because it's the kind of prayer he loves to answer. Let's talk to him. Let's pray. Let's be really still. Lord God, we thank you for the wise men. They could so easily have stayed at home, but they made that difficult journey and they met the baby Jesus. Lord, we want to meet you. We want to follow you. We want you to lead us through the journey of this life. Show us each step, Lord. Show us wonderful things along the way. Help us to bring love and kindness to others. And help us to see your beauty and glory in this world. Amen.